Proclamation number 5680 of 21st of May, 1953. Retreating into silence. Coming riots. There is still a time of peace where the human being can occupy himself with spiritual questions in peace and contemplation if he wants to. And thus he only has to fight the battle with himself by switching off all earthly thoughts and only occupying himself with what is helpful for his soul, by thinking about his earthly task, about his beginning and about his aim. Only in minutes or hours of turning away from the earthly world can he pursue such thoughts, and he should often seek this turning away, the hours of silence, in which he can reflect on himself and work on himself. It won't be long before he will be disturbed by world events so that the time for inner contemplation will become increasingly rare. And the world will force itself upon him and completely fill his thoughts because events will rush by, because every person's attention will be drawn to what is happening in the world. And then it will be difficult to devote oneself to spiritual thoughts, and it will already be highly valued if the human being often only sends short thoughts upwards, to the one who directs the fate of all people, who also knows that world events are taking shape as they are evident. For establishing contact with him will be exceedingly beneficial. For then strength will also flow to the human being for the difficult earthly struggle, and then he will always turn to where the originator of strength is, who will also constantly provide for him. For the lack of strength can only ever be remedied when the connection with the source of strength is established, and everyone will feel powerless in view of the events which threaten and disturb and make the connection with the Creator and Father of Eternity extremely necessary. As soon as the human being succeeds in withdrawing into silence and conversing with his God and Creator, as soon as he succeeds in calling upon the Father as a child and asking him for strength and advice, earthly events will recede and lose their terror. For then the human being will noticeably feel the supply of strength and peace and tranquility will enter his heart in the realization that nothing happens without God's will or his permission and that everything that happens is there for God's will or permission and can therefore also bring blessings for the soul. Therefore, people can only be given the serious advice to seek frequent contact with God, to keep the hours of inner contemplation more and more often and to establish a relationship between themselves and God which always enables the human being to turn to the Father when he is in need. Anyone who has entered into this bond of the child with the Father will also always find a quiet hour, because God will then already be closer to the human being than the world and the latter will only be heeded as far as it is necessary for the preservation of the life of the body. No one should let the world gain the upper hand. The struggle shall always be with the world, and the less world events will affect a person, even if they are powerful for the environment and can cause the greatest unrest. The human being who unites himself with God, who often sends a thought upwards to him, will not let earthly events hold him back from repeatedly seeking comfort, strength and advice from him, and he alone will overcome the world, but he need not fear the coming events, for strength will flow to him without measure because he will constantly remain in contact with the source of strength. Amen.